How can you determine the value of an airplane? Well, it's not what the seller is stating. It's going to be what the buyer is willing to pay. And that's never more evident than in an auction. We're going to find out more in the Aeroverse. Hello and welcome to In the Aeroverse. I'm Dan Milliken.
And I'm Christy Wong. And I actually have been thinking about selling Dan's 210 for him.
No, you're not on the market. Well, and for me, when I've thought about buying or selling planes, you know, I've thought that there's really only one way. You go to the listings,
right,
and
like controller, or
whatever, and you make a deal. But there's actually a different way that I didn't really think about was auctions. And we have with us Matt and Lisa, who have their own auction place, and we're going to learn all about auctions. Lisa, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Lisa.
And
thanks,
Matt, good to see you. And okay, so first off, let's introduce yourselves and tell us about your auction house.
Sure. I'm Lisa Hutton. Matt and I started Airspace Auctions on June 21st of 2023 because we had this vision of bringing transparency and efficiency, greater transparency and efficiency to aircraft auctions or to aircraft transactions. So really, a lot of times aircraft transactions can get drawn out, and sometimes you're having to make multiple phone calls and asking for this data and that data. So our idea was basically to bring all of the aircraft data together in a digital environment so people can vet aircraft in advance, and then create a time transaction where people really have to make a decision and complete the sale. With that paired with a broad-based marketing approach, we can cast a wide net and really grab the attention of all potential buyers.
So how did you guys come up with this? I mean, it makes sense, right? There's car auctions and eBay and all sorts of stuff. Are you guys pilots?
So yes, I'm a pilot. Been around aviation my entire life. My family was in the ag aviation business. So I've always loved this. And we were really looking for a business that we could enjoy and that was something that the market needed. And with the proliferation of all of these automobile online auctions, we thought it was time to do it for aircraft as well.
Okay, do you fly?
So I prefer the right seat.
Okay, that's fair.
Really, I started to learn to fly. He's always been around aviation, and a bunch of years ago when our first kid was really young, we bought an airplane, and it became our family vacation mobile, and then we had another kid, and I started to learn to fly to keep our family safe in the event that something happened to him, and so I still have that skill behind me to keep us safe when we're flying together.
Did you actually finish your pilot certificate?
I'm still technically a student pilot.
Okay.
And I'm okay with that. I really prefer the right seat. I have.
Okay. So you, that's actually really interesting that you went through the training all the way through solo just so that you could be safe in the event of. Okay. So there is definitely a shared interest there. So you came up with this idea. What was your, like, how did you guys get started? This is just really interesting to me.
Sure. Do you want to?
Oh, you go ahead.
Okay. So during COVID, we saw generally population got a lot more comfortable with using technology and engaging technology and learning data and buying and selling online. Like before that, for a number of years, we've had eBay. And we also saw a number of other online platforms, Cars and Bids, Bring a Trailer, finding a great deal of success in selling high-value assets. And we also know, you know, Sotheby's and Christie's Auctions, Mecum. There's a lot of very successful auction houses. But eBay and then Cars and Bids and Bring a Trailer have brought high-value asset sales online in really a strictly online environment where you don't have to go to a place and bid with an auctioneer, that everything is managed through software. But really the key is that society kind of became more comfortable during COVID with using this technology and engaging in all of these technologies. So a big part of our mission is focusing on using this technology to bring greater efficiency to these aircraft transactions. So we bring all of the data together, you know, logbooks and all of the FAA history, lots and lots of images and videos so buyers can really vet the aircraft. And it's just, it all kind of falls into place with the mission of making aircraft transactions more efficient.
Okay, let's start with the seller aspect. So I'm thinking about selling Dan's 210, hypothetically.
Very hypothetically.
So I go to your website. How do I get that process started?
It's really simple. You'll come to the website, and then you'll reach out to us through the website. We'll contact you immediately. We start a conversation. Next step after that is we do evaluation of your aircraft. We pull Blue Book values, VREF values, and look what's on the market currently and what limited availability we have of sold aircraft. Then we come up with a reserve number that works for both of us. With that reserve number, if we agree upon it, we're going to list your aircraft at no cost to you if it doesn't work. If it does work, you'll be charged at the closing. Once we agree on the reserve price, you can either self-document the aircraft yourself. We have an online tutorial to start you through those steps, or we can come to you and we'll take the photos, the videos, we'll digitize your logbooks, we'll order all the FAA paperwork, we'll do NTSB reports if they apply to it. But really, everything you could possibly have to vet the airplane. And honestly, only about 15% of our buyers ever go and look at these aircraft. They vet them fully
online.
That
was one of my questions, yeah.
Yes, it's pretty incredible. But, you know, we compile more information in one spot than anyone ever has.
Do you guys charge a flat rate or is it a percentage?
It's a percentage and it varies. There is a buyer and a seller fee and it depends on, you know, the volume of aircraft you do with us. We are dealer friendly and the price of the aircraft.
Okay. Now let's talk about the buyer aspect of it. So let's say that
you wanted to buy my 210.
Yeah. Okay. I wanted to buy a 210. Sure. So as a buyer, I go to your website. What's that process like?
Yeah. So with Airspace Auctions, you'll go to our website, you'll go to airspaceauctions.com. And when you go there immediately, you'll see a button that says view auctions. There's a couple different ways to get to us. You may find us through one of the other listing services. We use all of the major listing services, and we also optimize our SEO. So again, with the wide, what cast the wide net. We also use a lot of social media. Social media brings us quite a few leads. So you'll come to our website. You'll see that all you have to do is create a profile. It doesn't cost anything. You can view all of this data on our website. It's all in one central place to make it really easy. We have on the front of each auction, you have all of the specifications, the details, all avionics, engine time, airframe time, when the engine was overhauled, all of the data that you might need. And then you can click in and view all of the data that we've mentioned previously. There's a couple ways to go about inquiring with us. You can pick up the phone and call. There's always someone there to answer the call. You can send us a text message. There's textable numbers available. You can click a button on the website. There's a couple different ways you can, you know, request a bid, or you can ask for contact. When someone inquires with us, we start kind of a campaign to maintain contact with them. That's a big feature with us, is that we always maintain contact through the complete execution of the sale. So we'll start maintaining contact. We'll send emails with important information and valuable links. We'll send out the contract, because a winning bid is a commitment to purchase the aircraft. We do get you under contract if you want to bid. To be able to become a registered bidder, we have a refundable deposit that's due. Typically, our refunds come back to the bidders, are triggered back to the non-winning bidders within 3 business days after the close of the auction. Actually, I have a few I need to trigger later today. And
how much is that? To, like, let's say I went on and I, you know, found an airplane I wanted to buy. How much of a deposit as a buyer do I need to put down?
Christy, that's a great question. The deposit varies. Our lowest deposit so far has been $500, and that was on a Sonics that had not yet earned its airworthiness. And it was complete, but not yet considered airworthy. Our highest deposit, I think, was $10,000, and that was on a Cheyenne that ended up selling mm-hmm. for nearly $800,000. So the amount of the deposit has a relationship to the expectation of the sale of the aircraft.
Okay, that's fair. That makes a lot of sense.
Do you ever find a situation where somebody buys the plane, but it wasn't represented as it was? Like, so if I want to buy Christie's Warrior because she put it out there, and I get it and it doesn't have an engine, and she said it did, I mean, what kind of assurances do I have as a buyer?
we do a very good job vetting the aircraft. That's okay. Why they're so.
So you know the engine's there.
Yeah. We know the engine's there. I do a thorough review of all the logbooks and all the associated information. So I know every airplane out there. And we take pictures of the good and the bad. So if there's a blemish on the aircraft, there's going to be a close-up picture. It's going to be called out in the summary sheet.
Do you guys actually go out to the airplanes in person?
Not to every airplane, but the ones that we do not look at ourselves, we require lots of photos, like from every square inch of the airplane.
Okay.
And all the logbooks. And the nice thing about an airplane, like a car or any other type of vehicle, we have good written documentation that's required. And it makes it easy to vet an aircraft.
Okay. Now let's say that as a buyer or a bidder, you know, I've gone through the process, I bid, I won. Do you guys also help with the transportation of that aircraft to my location, or is that strictly on me?
Yeah, absolutely. We can help with the transportation. We help find ferry pilots all the time. And so we make sure that that transaction is secure and efficient and transparent from beginning to end.
Is that an additional cost?
Yeah, a ferry pilot would be an additional cost to the consumer, just like in any other similar transaction.
Right, and that makes sense.
But we're there from the beginning of the transaction to the very end, until the airplane flies off to its new home, and we're there to help through every part of it.
Do you guys help at all with individuals securing financing for aircraft, or are they expected to come in with their own financing?
So most of the transactions are cash purchases.
Oh, really?
Wow.
But we are adding a component where we're going to offer bank financing in the very near future.
Wow.
Stay tuned for more info on airspaceauctions.com.
The platform's growing rapidly.
Wow. So there was definitely a need for this.
Well, you know, we try and listen carefully to the feedback that our customers are giving us, both on the buyer and the seller side, and are always looking to improve. You know, with always, you know, the goal in mind of efficiency and transparency. And so anything that's going to help us contribute to that and satisfy our customers' needs better, we're going to listen to, take into account, and look for options to bring that to market.
One thing that, so in all transparency, my husband and I, for a couple months there, we were actually really interested in purchasing a twin or some sort of faster retract. And we became really disenchanted with the process because we're looking online, we're on these what we thought were reputable websites, Controller and whatnot. And just the number of scammers out there was it was so bad.
Yeah, and scammers and also people who have sellers who have incredibly unrealistic opinions about the worth of their airplane.
We drove 2.5 hours to go see an airplane.
Have you seen
one
that
time
at all?
Yeah, well, like we drove 2.5 hours to go see an airplane one time, and it was not at all what it was represented in the pictures and stuff. And so, how do you guys mitigate that aspect of it?
So, you know, the auction platform is great for sellers to come to reality because people love their airplanes, guys.
Right, right. And they're our children, and you don't
separate the emotion from the fact.
Right.
But the sellers can see all the incoming data. They can see how many bidders are there, how many people have inquired about the airplane, what questions are being asked about the aircraft. And it really drives the end result to a purchase price that's driven by, you know,
the
economic
market
demand. Yes, yeah, exactly. Another thing I want to point out too about the auction is it's got a high level of entertainment value, guys.
Like, oh, interesting. It's a game.
It's a game. It is.
It can be really exciting.
You know,
eBay
was a lot of fun back in the day. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And one of the problems with eBay is that we've started to see a lot of scammers in aviation. And so a big part of our structure is maintaining contact, lots of communication.
Betting.
And that allows us to truly get to know both buyers and sellers. We all know that aviation is all about relationships. I mean, this is, you know, these general aviators and even in commercial aviation, we all want to connect because we have a common interest. And so by using that common interest as a source to connect, we can automatically and very naturally vet out the people that shouldn't be engaged in this.
So you're online. Is there any plans at all to do any physical auctions?
Yes, we would like to be doing that in the near future as well.
That could be kind of exciting. Talk about the entertainment value.
Yeah.
You show up and you've got all these airplanes that you can kind of root around with, and then, you know,
That was really good.
So you like my impression of an auctioneer?
So the way that will show up in kind of an immediate environment will be more of we may do something physical in person, but we are very much a technology company.
Sure.
And so what it may end up, our first step is to have it more or less when we're coming down to the gavel, having live stream of participants that choose to participate, possibly some media personalities, so we can have commentators, because the computer actually does all of the auction work. The software does that. But really where the value is, I mean, we all like watching an auction and the auction caller, but really where the value is the human reactions, the faces and the engagement.
Yeah, I wanna see that guy's face when I outbid him at the last minute.
Exactly.
I actually have a hot topic question.
Sure.
All right, there's been a lot of talk over the past couple of years, airplane prices are out of control, you know, et cetera. What is the projection right now looking like for the prices of airplanes based on your experience?
So the market is slightly falling right now, and I think it's going to fall somewhere around 20% from the market high. Things are coming back to a norm. You know, there's more and more airplanes available every day.
So I don't sell now if you're wanting to.
Yes, it is a better time to sell now than later, but I don't think the market's going to fall off really, really badly.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I bought my 210 Lola. I bought 6 years ago now. And the other people selling planes very similar, it would be a 3x return right now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It, from compared to 8 years ago to now, it was a huge upward trend.
It went a little crazy, and we're definitely seeing a decline. But I don't think that we're ever going to go back to where we were.
Okay.
Well, it's more of a correction than a reversal.
We have the whole inflationary component there.
Right.
You know, a dollar is different than a dollar was 8 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, what's your long-term vision for aerospace auctions?
Can I take that?
Yeah, I sure can. Well, you know, we're kind of in infancy right now. We do believe in within 5 years we'll have 5% of the total used aircraft market in America.
That'd be amazing.
And we're well on the way there now. We've exceeded every goal that we have, and it's a new and better way to purchase an aircraft.
Nah, all right. What's in the short time that you've done to start, what's the craziest airplane that's been sold on the auctions?
Wow, we've done a lot of really cool stuff.
Really cool stuff.
Yeah, Nanchings, 802 air tractors.
I want an 802
air tractor. There was that L-16 that rallied like crazy.
The L-16.
That's but crazy.
We seem to attract a lot of interesting stuff, and I think it's just our general personalities. But go check it out. Lots of cool airplanes all the time. It's not just Cessna 172s, but we do love 172s.
But what about the Nanching? Let's talk about our first buyer on the Nanching.
Cool. Yeah, the kind of an incredible story. So the Nanching buyer was actually the same person who bought the first Bring a Trailer auction. He bought our first auction as well, and thought that was really neat. And he did it because he wanted to be the first on our platform, and he believes that we're going to do something amazing here.
So the Nanching was the first?
Yes, that was the first airplane we sold. Yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, that kind of set the tone.
Yeah. And it was, check it out on airspaceauctions.com. It was a really neat Nanching with a really cool paint scheme. And whether you're in the market for an airplane or not, or just like geeking out, sometimes it's fun with these older planes just to look through the logbooks and see the ownership history.
Yes, and I love that. I did that with the Warrior.
Yeah.
They have a story to tell.
Exactly.
Oh,
and so
that.
All of that is right there for you to explore on Airspace Auctions.
So we've talked about the craziest plane, the Nanching, which is your first one. That's amazing. Any other kind of things that have stuck out as far as what you've done so far?
You know, we get to meet really cool people every day with the buyers and sellers. And, you know, it's a pleasure dealing with something so interesting. You know, we've been in a lot of businesses over the years, and we developed this. We want to do something that we love. And we love aviation. We love the people
the passion,
surrounded
yeah.
with it. Yeah, yeah. It's great.
You talked about the entertainment aspect of the auction. I hadn't thought about that. Is there a way for, if you're not buying, if you're not bidding, but to watch the online
auction? Yeah, I just
want
to see the drama.
You don't even need to log in or create a profile to be able to do that. You can see the 20 images of the aircraft, any of our social media, all the specification sheets, and watch the auction progress completely just by going to airspaceauctions.com.
All right, I've got a new pastime I'm going to be doing.
I was going to say, if you really want some entertainment, you should add a comment feature.
There's questions and comments.
Dan,
and
cancel the rest of the day.
Yeah, okay. Let's go watch some auctions. All right, very good. How many planes do you have right now listed, and how many in the short future are you looking at having?
There's 13 airplanes on the website currently. There's two live auctions going as we speak right now. Nice. And there's more airplanes being added every
all
single
the time.
Week. We figure we'll do somewhere around 100, 150 airplanes this year.
All right. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Final thoughts.
I don't know. Come check us out. We're developing partnerships with a lot of great companies. We use AIC Title exclusively because they're so efficient and transparent and help us close our transactions. So my final thoughts are just watch us for all of the growth and the interesting things. We're really looking to create an exciting and radical shift in the way aircraft are bought and sold. So just keep an eye on us.
That is amazing. I am excited. I know exactly what I'm doing tonight.
And I also like to say that auctions work. We have over a 90% closure ratio, and it works quickly. On average, it's 60 days from start to finish, you know, from the beginning conversation to money in the bank. And come watch us. Most of our auctions end on Wednesday and Thursday every week. Mm-hmm. It's great entertainment. We're on social media, on the website. We even have a newsletter you can subscribe to.
That's amazing. Well, you guys, if you want to go watch some really cool airplanes being bought and sold, you just want the entertainment or dramatic value like I do, check out their website.
And also check out more videos in the Aeroverse.
We'll see you next time.